Carol Kane. She's the Detroit Free Press columnist. She covers business and politics. You can also catch her show, Michigan Manners, the Emmy Award-winning show, which she's also the executive producer as well as the host. And you can catch that at WWJ-TV down in Detroit. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Good morning, Carol.
Tony, how you doing?
What are you doing for the holiday?
You know, just chilling out, taking it easy, spending a little time around family, and just kind of trying to stay away from you know, all the technology and phone calls and all this other stuff. Try to regroup, you know? You just have to do that sometimes.
I absolutely agree. I know that you are a big Tigers fan, and I thought it was pretty interesting at how Sparky Anderson's number 11 was retired. They had a great ceremony, especially with the Arizona Diamondbacks in town, which are managed by Kirk Gibson, as well as coached by Alan Trammell. But you've got a pretty neat history with Sparky Anderson, don't you?
I do. You know, in fact, I met him when I was a high school intern. I was 17 years old working at United Way, and Sparky, who was the manager of the Tigers, was there for their big fundraiser, and I was supposed to write a story about it. Went into the room with all the big-time journalists at the time, like Pete Waldmeyer and Joe Falls, and I stood there and patiently waited, and when it was done, they were rushing past me. I never got to ask my question. Sparky grabbed me from out in the middle, grabbed my arm, pulled me in, and said, "Come on in here. What do you want to know?" I wrote a story, and it's interesting. I saw him a couple other times through the years and interviewed him, including his last television interview, which I do for Michigan Matters, posted at CBSDetroit.com, and talked with him about his time in Detroit. And he told me the best thing he ever did in Detroit was not all the winning and all the other things of coaching, but rather catch the golf outing, which raises money for underprivileged children and young people in need, and it raised over $4 million since he started that thing in 87. Anyways, but what a gentleman he was. And anyways, I wrote about this for CBS, and along with this interview that's posted. His daughter Shirley, during festivities yesterday, mentioned that story. They were asked for an impromptu story about their father. And she stood up and retold basically the story I told about how, and I joked how he didn't look any different from the first time I met him than the last time I talked with him, in advantage of being prematurely white. And just what a wonderful, wonderful man. What just a gentleman.
So watching that ceremony was kind of special for you, I'm sure.
It really was. It was. I'll tell you, I think my jaw dropped when Shirley started retelling that story. I know there were other family members there that talked, and Shirley's wife, Carol, did not make it. She's up there in years. Anyway, she was not there. But, he's one of those people. There's few people on the planet that really touch people the way that Sparky did. And he made time for everyone, which I made the point of. Even though as a 17-year-old, there were CEOs, big-time stars in the room when I first met him, when I was just a teenager there, you know, trying to do my job as an intern for United Way and get a quick interview with him to talk about something. And, in fact, someone asked me, "What did you ask him in that first question?" I was so dumbstruck, I couldn't tell you if my life depended on it, what I asked him, but I know I got enough to write the story. But what a just a wonderful man.
And Catch is still one of the biggest money-making charity entities in the city of Detroit.
It is. In fact, the thing I also said about Sparky, he came back every summer for it. In fact, this last summer I talked to him, his last time he was here was 2008. He came back every summer, made time for it. They got the who's who of sports and media and other celebrities to show up to be part of this thing, which is how they're able to raise all that money. And it just shows you the power of one man with a great heart and wonderful idea and knowing when to parlay that and help the community at large. And Sparky came back to his beloved Detroiters. He said, "Detroiters are the most generous out of any place he's ever been, ever worked. That they give, even when times are tough, they are fighters," which Sparky also had that same kind of spirit, which I think people loved about him. He could have been from Detroit, even though he wasn't.
Now, Carol, you wrote about Bob Lutz this Sunday in your column, the former vice chairman of General Motors, who thought about running for political office. And I tell you what, with that name and money, he would have stood a good chance.
Well, I'll tell you what, he not only did he have the money, and he certainly is the quintessential car guy. In the last recent decades, he has a name everybody knows. He is a car guy through and through, and he has an ego to boot, which he needs a little bit of that. And it's funny, he just has a new book come out that talks about car guys versus bean counters, his experience at GM, and he writes about many story things and leadership and things that took place with the bankruptcy and so forth. But in talking to him, he told me, as he was getting set to leave and he was thinking about what else to do, he actually toyed with politics and thought about it. He's a card-carrying member of the Republican Party. He had been doing his due diligence into this till there was an operative within the GOP that sat down to explain a little more about the process when he heard about all the rubber chicken dinners and lunches and meetings around the state and how much he'd have to raise and how much of his own cash he'd have to put in this. He looked and said, no way. So that ended his political ambitions as they were getting started here.
All right, Carol, what are you going to be working on this week?
Well, you know, I've got the Pancakes and Politics, which is another thing with Roy Roberts. Speaking of, we could be talking all day about Detroit public schools. I moderated the Pancakes and Politics with Roy, the new
you know what?
Financial manager.
Let's put a check there. I'm going to call you back. I'll shoot you an email. Let's get you back on the show tomorrow if you have time, because I want to talk about your interesting column with Bob Lutz even further that talked about his thoughts about the bailout. So we'll get together again. I'm running short of time. Let's get you back on the program tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan.
Carol Kane from the Detroit Free Press. Also, you can see her program, Michigan Matters, on WWJ Detroit TV.